out here for 40 years. I decided to come home because I love everybody here, and this has been my home for 40 years when I gillnetted. And now I'm a licensed captain, and I have my charter license here, but I want to serve the community, and I figured this is a good way to start. Thank you for letting me talk. Thank you, Mayor Jack. Do you guys have any questions of me?
Anyone have any questions?
It's good to put a name to a face.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
You bet. Well, it's good to be back. I'll tell you what, you can have Juno.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other persons to be heard. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments? Item 5, conflict of interest. Does any assembly member have a conflict of interest on any item on the agenda? Agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Persumka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 7, Borough Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do apologize that this meeting I did not have a written report. Things got a little crazy, so I'm just going to go over items verbally for you tonight. First things first, starting with water, I wanted to let you know that we have officially come off of the Stage 2 water watch as of this afternoon. Both the reservoirs are full to overflowing, and so we felt it was a good time to come off of the water watch entirely, but we certainly are still encouraging people to use conservation whenever possible. But we do understand there are a number of spring house cleaning items that folks need to get done around town, and so we've come off the water watch. As I have reported to you via email a little bit, our leak detection work was finished a couple of weeks ago, and they found two substantive leaks. The one on, I think it was on Spring Street, if I'm recalling correctly, was fixed last week, and they estimated that at somewhere between 20 and 30 gallons per minute. And if you do the math on that at 30 gallons per minute, that's 1.3 million gallons per month. So that's a significant improvement. The other one on Bennett Street requires a potable water bypass in order to keep both the hospital and the school operational, and I believe possibly also the senior apartments, but I'm not positive of that. So the equipment is on order to bring the potable water hose in so that both those facilities can keep their operations without any issue. It will, however, require fire watch because the amount of water available would not be enough to run the sprinkler systems in those facilities. So that'll be something that has to be coordinated, but Public Works is working on that, and I think we'll probably have the hose equipment in sometime next week.
What would the repair time require?
It depends on what they get into once they dig down and actually see what the problems are. The one on Spring Street was fairly easy. They were able to do it just in an afternoon. So we're hopeful that that'll be the same, but they don't know what the timing will be until they actually dig in and figure out what the issue is. So Jeff Rooney has already met with the hospital leadership staff. We had a meeting with them last week, and he was there to talk to them, and he has advised the school maintenance man, but hasn't had an official conversation with them. So there's still a little bit of pre-coordinating to be done, but we'll make sure that gets taken care of. The Forsta filters are, the Forsta filter pilot plant is still working. Where we're at right now is the samples for TSS, or total suspended solids, have been sent off for evaluation, and we should be expecting those back, I think, in a few days, and that will tell us how much of the solids are coming out with the pilot plant, and we'll get that information to you as soon as we have it. With regard to healthcare, as all of you know, we went through our feasibility work session over the weekend, and Assembly Members Gilbert and Howell were part of that, along with representatives from a number of different areas of the community, and I just want to say thank you to all of those who volunteered their time over the weekend, and a thank you to those almost 100 community members that were at the public meeting last night to go over this very important issue. We we had a lot of really great feedback, including from Heidi Armstrong last night, her idea. There were a number of great questions and ideas that came up, so we appreciate that very much.
Lisa, I'd just like to say that your running of the meeting last night was absolutely exceptional.
Thank you.
And it was so refreshing to see it done so positively, and it's that your ability to craft it and fashion it, but still allow everybody an opportunity to speak, regardless of where they were coming from in the position, feel heard and feel respected, was absolutely admirable. And I just can't say enough about how proud I was to be associated with the borough, with your leadership there.
Well, thank you very much for that. I do need to give credit to the entire team, the representatives from Search and from the architecture firm and from the hospital certainly helped pull all that together. So they deserve credit as well. So thank you very much for that. I was so pleased with how positive last night's meeting was. It's refreshing to see a community come together, understanding what our needs are, and I'm excited about moving forward and continuing to have an open dialogue with the town about this as we move through this process.
As I was at the other meeting with the superintendent and other things, can you give a feel for what how did the public kind of seem to react to the process? They seem very positive about the idea of moving forward with this and very supportive, or,
yes.
Or was there a lot of pushback from it?
There was none. There was not one negative comment.
It's the only town meeting like that I've been to without any negativity whatsoever.
Not
awesome.
nearly 100
awesome.
People.
I mean, the only one I've ever been
nearly
to.
Nearly 100 people at that meeting and not one negative comment.
Wow.
Yes.
Many questions, but very positive.
Between Lisa and Dan Neumeister and the architects, I mean, I think everybody's questions were answered. Everybody was put at ease. It was awesome.
And then it was followed up with another meeting with hospital staff.
That's correct.
That happened today.
Yes,
correct?
Assemblymember Gilbert, the search staff went up and held two different sessions with the hospital staff so that they could sort of come in rotations and talked about what could be expected with the potential transition if this goes through, and they discussed benefits, and they gave some examples of what happened with the assumption of things at AICS when that transition took place. And I think that was it was really well received. Lots of good questions about all sorts of different things from the staff. I only went to the first meeting today just because I wanted to get a feel for what kinds of questions were being asked and how Search was able to answer those. And then, interestingly enough, the hospital employees have SBS. It's a retirement program in lieu of Social Security through the state. And the SBS representative happened to be in town. So with each of the sessions with Search, that was followed up by the SBS representatives who could answer questions and who are going to come back in the future to do one-on-one counseling if this thing moves forward. It just couldn't have been lined up any better. It was crazy. And in order to make sure that we're doing things as concurrently as we can, again, we have a lot of work to do and a lot of due diligence, but on the 24th, Search will be bringing in their maintenance and engineering folks to do a solid, what they're calling a deep dive evaluation of the physical building, the physical hospital structure, so that they understand what the maintenance and repair risks are going to be associated with the building if they end up taking over hospital operations in that facility. So that'll be coming up on the 24th. And just a reminder to everyone, the architects are expecting to have a concept and an estimate back in approximately 2 weeks. That'll be reviewed by Search, and they expect once, depending upon if there's any back and forth that they need to do evaluation with the architects, they anticipate approximately 2 weeks after that, if it is found to be a feasible and sustainable model, that they will be coming to the borough with a formal proposal. Yes, so we could have a formal proposal from Search as early as mid-May. Yes.
There you go, Roland. There's the next one.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome.
Sorry, I do need to declare a conflict because we're now talking about the hospital. Mr. Mayor, my wife is the chief of staff. She works for AICS, and she is the long-term care director at the hospital. I don't see anything on the agenda, but I would like to ask some questions specifically about it.
it's not an action
yeah,
item.
Yeah, so we should be fine.
Yeah.
I'm so cautious about it, though. I lay it out there.
I thank you for bringing it up.
Okay.
But there's no cost.
Sounds good. So one of my questions about the hospital, are you doing an update specifically on the hospital, or is that sort of...
The physical hospital?
Well, just the financial hospital.
No, other than I was just going to repeat what Robert said last night, and that they, if you exclude the money that the foundation has donated for equipment and the city's $250,000 contribution or loan that they got last fall, the hospital is roughly at 10 days operating cash on hand.
Are they including the 250 additional that the city has earmarked?
No.
Okay, thank you. My next
They
question.
Have 19 days cash on hand if you include the 250. From the city.
Okay. We know that they have come forward and brought forward two concerns, one being their insurance.
That's correct.
And one being a fire panel.
The sprinkler heads.
Have they made any further inroads to being able to secure the financing for those on their own?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So I asked for, I believe, two meetings ago that we need to see absolute tightening of the belts there. No more travel unless it's absolutely necessary. I think it was one meeting ago I brought that up. Are they doing that? Have they?
That is my understanding, and I'm meeting weekly with Robert Rang. I have another meeting with him on Thursday to go over everything associated with this.
Okay.
Procedures that are being followed, any potential unforeseen expenses, anything.
Okay. So here's my concern, and I am very worried that if they are spending as usual, they are traveling staff for courses that may not be even necessary in 2 or 3 years' time because systems will change, or we are not managing every penny. Any dollars that this borough puts into this current operation more than likely will be lost forever.
That is correct. They will not be coming back.
So that right now is $250,000 is not coming back.
Correct. And they have approximately $265,000 of anticipated expenses coming up if we get a worst-case scenario on the spring. And insurance.
I am going to be very, very agitated if I find out that we have been spending as normal. And I think there needs to be almost draconian cuts.
I will have absolute confirmation for you, and I will make sure that Mr. Rang is at the next meeting.
I would appreciate that. Yep. I would also like to see the travel budgets from all lines brought forward to the Assembly so we can review those. And I want all lines, if it's administrative, if it's IT, I don't want to just see the travel budget line because I know how this works. I was in administration. We spread those out over a bunch of places so it doesn't look quite so bad. Thanks. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Yes. Excuse me while I make a couple of notes. So with regard to Shoemaker Bay, that right now project planning seems to be the gift that keeps on giving. Again, I do apologize to the Assembly. Again, things have been a little crazy lately, and when we put together the agenda last week, I completely forgot to put two items on the agenda, so I am asking for a very short special meeting on Thursday. The Assembly approved a revised resolution for the funding package of that, and that included authorization for the bonding amount. And when I was finalizing the bond package, because I actually erroneously reported to you that the bond package had gone in, because I was in the final throes of getting it ready to go, when I pulled the budget out to look at it, I realized that the budget I had in front of me was different from the one approved in the resolution. And that's because it didn't the estimate that was provided for my use previously did not include additive alternates on it. And although the additive alternates are just that, they are something we may be able to accommodate or not, I need to make sure that that stuff is included in the budget. So I'm bringing you a revised resolution on Thursday to approve. And we have to do a slight contract amendment to the contract with PNND to do final permitting and issues related to the dredge material. So anyway, those agenda items will be ready for you tomorrow. So you've got 48 hours or so to review those things ahead of time. We continue with 2019 budget prep. Almost all of the departments, individual departments, met with the finance director and myself last week to go over their line item budgets. And we will be doing a thorough review of that stuff. And we anticipate over the next week and a half going through the going through the capital budget, maintenance budget. We are desperately waiting on a report from the IT evaluation that we had so we can get that included in those needs included in the budget for you for next year. And we will have a draft budget to you on the 24th that we will hand out. And then you will have almost a week and a half or so to look over that before we do our budget presentations to you on the 1st and 2nd of May. I think that is scheduled for. Just a friendly reminder that this is Library Week and National Library Week, and the library will be having an open house from 1 to 4 tomorrow, and we encourage anyone and everyone to stop by the library and take advantage of the wonderful facility we have here in town. As all of you know, we were able to meet with Senator Sullivan from our federal delegation last week. That was a good meeting, and we went over a number of different issues, and I'm happy to talk to anyone in detail about that, but I think it was a positive meeting that we had with him. And last week, due to Carol Rushmore's efforts, we submitted an application to be an opportunity zone. I mentioned that, I think, at our last meeting. This was something that came about as part of the federal tax bill that was passed last fall. And the governor is able to pick 25 zones in Alaska. And if Wrangell is picked as one of those, we will, those people that make investments in Wrangell will be able to see some tax incentives from that. And we did get two letters of support from the private sector to go in with our application. So we're hopeful. And the governor economic development staff anticipated that the governor would make a decision within 10 days of receiving those applications. And it was submitted last Thursday. So we hope that sometime next week we'll hear. And then finally, 2 weeks ago for the weekend, I was going to go to Valdez and spend a little time with my mom, and there was just so much going on, I decided to cancel that trip. So I'm going to go this weekend. I'll fly out of here on Friday, and I'll be back Tuesday because I need to be in Valdez for a business day. So I'll need to be there on Monday. But I, as always, am accessible while I'm gone. So if you need anything, just text or call me. And I think that's all I have for my report.
Yep. Public safety building.
I do not have an update for you right now, but I will get one.
Okay. Can we get that maybe emailed out to us? I'm a little bit concerned that with everything going on, that sort of slid off our radar. And because there is a revenue package attached to the public safety building at the courthouse, I'm worried about it.
So I will tell you that Amber has been in contact with the state courthouse folks about stuff that's going on. So she is regularly communicating with them about things, and she and I will be working on a revised schedule for you that has some hard deadlines in it, hopefully, that we'll be able to get some things accomplished. So we are working on that, but yes, there is no doubt that that has taken a bit of a backseat while other things have been taking place. Not intentionally, just
no, I
so much
completely
time
appreciate
day.
It.
You only have so much time.
Yeah, it's been crazy. One final point I'd like to raise. For 4 years, I've been coming into the city manager's office and talking about safety. Mm-hmm. And you've been the recipient of that almost weekly discussion of my observations of city workers and the lack of standards regarding seatbelt use, flagging, working on roads without appropriate apparel. Yeah, personal protection. Recently, I observed people working chainsaws for the line department with minimal protection. I've asked specifically about seatbelts, mostly because it's one of the most preventable accidents that can happen. And I don't know whether it was 10 years ago, we had a garbage truck go head on out of the bluffs. And luckily, we averted anybody being killed in that, but an unrestrained driver. And it's the law, it's OSHA standards, and it must be adhered to. I've asked sort of, and I know you've made an effort with your department heads, but I think it comes down, given recently we had seems like a spat of OSHA claims.
We have.
And with a serious OSHA claim recently for a worker.
Workers' comp, not necessarily
workers', sorry,
OSHA.
Workers' comp claim, sure. And I also know that in the past we've had our own employees contact OSHA because they have felt unsafe and asked for a review. So I would really appreciate if you could put together something for us that shows us not only the incentives that we're going to provide to employees, so how we're going to encourage employees, but also I think there needs to be a bit of a stick because we've asked and employees are still not wearing their seatbelts. safety belts. And I would also say that supervisors, I've noticed many supervisors also not modeling that behavior. If somebody goes through a windshield, that's you know, a huge claim for us. So we could come up with a plan, and I don't know if it's necessarily you that has to come up with that, but something...
It has to start.
Yeah, something that really gets this going, because we're going to wind up in a real jam as a community here.
There needs to be a paradigm shift with regard to safety, and as I mentioned in my Keeping You Posted email, I think earlier at the beginning of this week, I have been making inquiries incrementally, actually talking with Jay Rhodes at the union about things that they have done, folks that they have interacted with previously. I've had conversations with other folks in other communities that I have dealt with previously on this stuff, and then actually made inquiries with the insurance company that we have. And I need to pull all that stuff together. And we have had, I think, 5 workers' comp claims of varying degrees over the last 3 weeks. Some as small as, you know, just rotating a knee because they stepped on a rock while doing something. And the most recent one was someone being admitted to the hospital with carbon monoxide poisoning. And so as I said, there needs to be a paradigm shift in the culture with regard to safety, and we've got to get this taken care of. And I hear that the staff also is very interested in putting together safety protocol, and so it's interesting that I hear through the grapevine that staff is interested in that, but I also get complaints or concerns registered that safety protocols aren't being simple safety protocols like seatbelts aren't being followed. So it's imperative that I make this a greater priority. You guys were very clear in the goal setting that you wanted this to be a priority, and it just